Hello and good morning from Proactive. Joining me today is Jason Katz, CEO at Paltalk. Jason, good to see you. How are you?
Very well. Good to see you again.
Jason, today we are talking about this new content moderation software that the company has rolled out on its platform. Talk to me about how it works.
Well, it's very exciting. It's called Hive, and it uses AI, artificial intelligence and machine learning to decipher objectionable images, text, and that sort of thing. And we're a user-generated content platform with live video and audio and text. Also, people post their photos to their profiles. So that's a very labor-intensive job to make sure that people post things that are within the terms of service. What Hive does is it automates a great deal of it and flags whatever's no good before it ever gets anywhere for anyone to see. So it's a big advance. Companies like Reddit and Giphy use it. And so we've deployed it across Camfrog and Paltalk. Paltalk not quite finished yet. We have profiles, we have live video, we have text, there's all kinds of areas that we're deploying it. So we expect it to be deployed fully by the end of this month.
Why was it important for you to have this kind of content moderation and keep things fairly clean?
Well, no, you know, all services have terms of service, and you know, you want everybody to enjoy a good experience. And you know, there's an old saying, one bad apple spoils the whole bunch, and that's true. You know, the minute that, and even something like Zoom, you know, there's a lot of content moderation tools to take away microphones and cameras, etc. Someone can just jump in and do something, you know, against terms of service and spoil the experience for everyone. So we feel very, very strongly that having terms of service that are enforced is a way to keep the content beneficial for everybody within their expectation and create the best user experience. If you don't have a good user experience, then people don't want to use your product.
That's right. So give us a sense of maybe other features are coming or what kind of direction the business is taking this year in 2022.
Well, you know, we've got a fairly long history. As you know, Paltalk has existed since the late 1990s, and it was a private company until 2016. And we merged into a public company at that time called Snap Interactive. And it took 5 years for us to uplist to the NASDAQ, but we finally completed that in August of 2021. We were then fortunate enough to do a shelf registration and raise additional funds in the company. So we've said that our third quarter report detailed a very solid balance sheet. We've never done a great deal of marketing. So we're, as we said, when we raised the money in the offering documents, that we were going to spend a substantial amount of money on marketing. We're just laying the infrastructure to make sure that that money is spent in an intelligent and rational way. Attribution software, measuring software, everything about when you invest money in marketing, you must know, are people clicking on your ads? Are people downloading your app? Are people coming into the app? Are people paying for the app? If you can't measure that, then you can never accurately know whether or not you're making money on your marketing spend. So we've been spending a lot of time on laying that groundwork. And in 2022, we expect to really deploy some of that money in earnest to see if we can really grow the user base.
All right. We'll look to follow up on that. Jason, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Pleasure as always. Thank you. Have a good day.